honored. We have an author, and her name is Marlise Carlin. Marlise has authored the book, The Power of Peace in You. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background on Marlise, and then I'll have her come on board and talk to you about herself, which is always the best, I find. She is Marlise Carlin, the author of The Power of Peace in You, is a visionary pioneer and humanitarian. She is recognized globally for igniting an energy of peace that brings exceptional healing to the mind and body. She is a steward of the ancient awakening process and a catalyst for the individual empowerment, shifting consciousness at this time. Marlise was a teen runaway, and then she went from that to award-winning producer. And her journey, Marlise Carlin's journey, through a web of challenges and successes, led to a profound series of events that shifted her perception of life and what is possible for humankind in the 21st century. She is identified, Ms. Carlin, is identified by She Knows as an inner peace expert. She has been interviewed on NBC, Fox News, and she's also a contributor to the Huffington Post. The Power of Peace in You, the book that Marlise Carlin authored, ignites an energy stream of peace into your life, taking you on a journey that leads to the heart of your soul. And I want to bring Marlise up now. She's going to be able to tell you in much more detail about this fascinating book. I have been reading it, and I am so enjoying it. All right, let me bring her up. Hello, Marlise.
Hello, Judy. How are you? Or is it Judy Joy?
Yes, Joy's fine. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. It's lovely to be here today.
Thank you so much. I'm just honored to have you. I've so been enjoying your book, Marlise. I'm looking at it right now, and it's very, very powerful.
Thank you.
I'm really honored. I know that you have actually quoted that to live at our highest, greatest potential and impact this evolutionary time in history, we need to form some form of higher learning in order to obtain these lofty goals. What is it that you mean by that statement?
We are in a very challenging time, aren't we? I mean, you look around and what is going on, you know, with the economic challenges, with health and with the planet, and I mean, in our own individual lives, people are experiencing something's changing. And we're not going to see it transformed by doing what we've done before. And what we've been doing for so many years is getting more knowledge, getting more knowledge, getting more knowledge, which is great, but it hasn't given us an ability to transcend the pain and suffering that's in the world. It hasn't given us the ability to transcend war. Even to the most basic of people honoring and respecting each other and working toward solution. Look at the polarity that's happening, you know, even within our own government and all of the systems. So what can make a paradigm shift today? And what it is the convergence of intellectual knowledge with experiential wisdom. And that experiential wisdom comes from connecting to that infinite intelligence within, so that we're really drawing to us the information that does make a difference.
Okay. You know, Marlise, I would love for you to give us a little bit on your background, because you have had a varied background, and someone that gets that writes this kind of book and has this kind of knowledge, you weren't born with it, were you? Or were you? Maybe you know it. At 30 years old, you came out of the room.
Not at all. Not at all, not at all. No, and in fact, I began my life's journey at a very early age. As you were saying, I left home at 16. My father was an alcoholic, and it was just very abusive to live there, you know, mentally and physically in all sense. And so, although I credit my father today for being the catalyst for my beginning my journey at such an early age, because what I was searching for is that freedom, that beyond the pain and suffering, to experience who I am beyond who my father said I was. And so what happened? I went down in my search and landed in the world of drugs and alcohol, because they certainly gave me relief for the moment, which many people, you know, are on that journey today, and you find it in so many ways, don't we? You know, sex, gambling, on and on and on. You know, shopping can be that, you know, when you're running away from experiencing who you are. But I was fortunate enough at one point then to meet a meditation master. And then my life really began to turn around, because I began to see life in a whole new way and let go of some of that anger. And what that awakened me to was my curiosity of life just really expanded. And so I began doing the study of ancient scripture, and I began studying healing with a master of healing, because my body had gotten ill from all the anger that I had carried for so many years. And then I went into the evolutionary thought, you know, that all these wonderful scientists are bringing out today. And then, of course, here's the law of attraction and understanding how we can participate in our life. And leadership, I studied leadership because I was a chair of many communities where I really, you know, wanted to support people's journey as well. So I went through a lot of, you know, education. And then there was a time in my life that got very successful. Outer success appeared, and I was winning awards for a film. I was a film producer. I was an international director of a nonprofit, and I traveled the world. And so that's where a lot of this knowledge came from initially.
Wow. Well, it was a very long and painful journey to begin with, but it transformed you, or you were able to transform it into a beautiful thing for the whole world. I know that this book was a labor of love. I mean, it's quite involved, The Power of Peace in You, and it's a revolutionary tool for hope, healing, and happiness in the 21st century. Marlies, could you go ahead and give your website, just so that people will be able to flip to it if they'd like?
Yes. For the book website, it's powerofpeaceinyou.com. So you don't need to Google it. Just write in powerofpeaceinyou.com.
Wow. So to be able – okay, I'm kind of curious. Now, when you – from, let's say, when your journey started really taking hold as far as becoming a healer and getting all of this ancient knowledge, which you actually have this knowledge, would you say that was years, or was it just a year, or did it seem fast, or was it very slow? I mean, were you just guided to meet certain people that passed on knowledge to you, Marlies?
Well, you know, I never intended to do the work that I'm doing today. That was never my intention. I never had a vision of that at all.
That's strange.
No, you know, I loved being a support to people, and you know, was more the person behind the scenes, in a sense. That was my great joy, and I loved that for so many years. But what happened is I had an injury, and when I had this injury, I was told I might have to have back surgery, and I was already having a difficult time walking, and everything inside me said, wait a minute, what's happening? You know, you're too young to have all this happen. You still have dreams of, you know, walking the mountains of Peru and doing the different things I wanted to do in my life. And what I understood was, oh, you've gotten off your main journey. And the journey that I wanted was to know that freedom, except now I had all that education behind me from all these different experts and masters, right? And so I had taken that and I had turned it into practices, but very practical ways of bringing it into life. And what I discovered is I had a belief that I could experience that state of peace that mystics and sages have spoken of. And I didn't have to wait for another lifetime. I could have it now because I believed it was possible. And I began giving myself time for stillness. And I went into stillness every day. And then after a period of time, I woke up one morning And instead of being in this beautiful state, I was in this frightening, horrific state of deep, deep sadness as I began seeing pictures of everything that I had done in my life that I felt ashamed of.
Wow.
And I was, yes, laying on the floor, weeping and crying. And as I did, you know, my whole sense was, oh, now you can't have it because you'll never be forgiven for all the things you've done. And the moment I had that thought, all of a sudden, this exquisite energy really began to move through me. Not a thought, not an idea. This was experiential, mm-hmm. sensorial. And as it moved through me, it literally felt like it was pulling all that negativity and all those limiting beliefs from me. And what was replaced was this exquisite experience of love. And it was so beautiful. I mean, the only word I can give it is liquid love, because it literally emanated throughout my whole body and then even beyond my body. And it was in the coming months and years to come that I was guided that I would develop something, you know, a methodology where more people could experience this accelerated access to the innate that would heal and bring so much mental and physical healing to people in their lives. And, I mean, my first thing was, me? You must be kidding. You know, how many mistakes do I need to make that I have to do this? You know what I'm saying? I mean, my life was filled with one, you know, like, you want to delve into my past, you're going to have a real goodie bag waiting for you, you know. And so then I came to recognize, but that's why. Because so many of us have these feelings of not being worthy and feeling that we've done whatever we've done. And, you know, and now what was evidenced as I began traveling the world offering this out is I began seeing people move into their own life's purpose. Literally, some people within days, within months. So it isn't that you have to take that 20, 25-year journey that I have. You see what I'm saying? Just as I synthesized those practices, now I've synthesized those practices and a way for that energy field of pure peace, that innate knowing within you, to accelerate to a new understanding. So you don't have to do 25 years of this.
You don't have to take 25 years. So that, I'm sure the audience will like that, because some people, you know, a day is too long, but to the fact that you sound like we can choose somewhat, or maybe all the way, I'm not sure, but you might be able to tell. Molly, could I ask you to speak a little louder? Unfortunately, our sound system is such that the guest needs to really speak up, and I don't want anybody to miss one word of this. So,
absolutely. Is that any better?
We are sorry to speak louder, but I just don't want anybody to miss anything. You know, for the person out there, or for our audience and the audience that will listen to this from the archives, I would love to know more about, actually, I listened to what your stillness method, the Simplicity of Stillness method tape, and I found it incredibly peaceful, Marley. We weren't able to upload it, but it's beautiful. Would you tell our audience about that? It might be a little premature to talk about that, but it's really beautiful, and I'd love to let them know about these tapes.
Absolutely. Well, the stillness session is one of the elements of the Simplicity of Stillness method. And a stillness session is a unique new form of meditation that's music and words, where that beautiful enlightening stream of peace flows through it. So what happens is, when you're just listening, it is sparking that within you that remembers who you are, so that your own innate knowing really begins opening even more on your journey. And you get to experience that peace at your very core. So not only are you in the peace of the moment, but it begins to empower your entire journey as well.
And where can the audience find, what would be the website that they could possibly go and either purchase a tape or listen to a sample, Marlene?
Right. Well, the Power of Peace in You book has a stillness session at the back of the book that goes with the book. So when you're walking the journey, you can be in that experience yourself immediately. But if you go to thepowerofpeaceinyou.com. You can go right now, and then you can get free gifts of an excerpt of the book and listen to a stillness session immediately. And there's also a video where you can hear me speaking about the course and the audio system, where you can actually do an entire course as well.
Well, the first thing I noticed where you were talking about breathing, which of course is just elementary to me in bringing up that which you are, is the breathing. You know, we forget to stop and breathe. And so I really, and the music, Marley, where did you, how did you choose this heavenly music? It's really heavenly.
Thank you. Well, as you find when you begin doing the other stillness sessions that I have, each one is different. And I'm always guided to a different words that I'm speaking and the music as well. So some will draw something out of you in a different way than another one. So like I have one called Dawn of a New Day. And when you listen to that, you just really like wake up to the beauty in this moment. And then it ends with like some rocking out kind of music.
Okay.
So that you can literally, you know, tap into that knowing and then end where you're like, yes, now I'm ready for my day. You know what I'm saying? So it isn't that you have to just stay in close-eyed stillness. And then there are others that you can play before you go to sleep at night. So it just keeps rolling through as you're sleeping and bringing that higher awareness to you.
Well, is there a simple tool that you can offer our listeners, Marlies, today that can bring them back into the balance almost immediately without, and to help improve their lives? Would there be something?
Absolutely.
In the future?
Mm-hmm. There's the three breath awareness, and that's the reconnection tool. So once you have that igniting power moving through you, you'll find that by doing the three breath awareness, you're anchoring it in, and it awakens within you wherever you are. You could literally have your eyes open, and you're beginning to shift that awareness of everything around you and within you, so you connect back to the inspiration of what to do in that moment. And we can go through that experience now if you like, and just have a little taste of what that's like. Would you like to do that?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Absolutely. So if you're driving, do people drive in a car when they're listening to this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If that's true, then just hold that awareness as you're listening, but you don't want to dive too deep into this. And if you're anywhere where you can just sit comfortably, place your hands in your lap, drop your shoulders, and then you want to begin breathing very deep. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Close your eyes. And allow yourself to go even deeper. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. With each breath that you take, feel whatever it is that could be troubling you in this moment. Just releasing and letting go. Whatever might have been on your mind that has been at the forefront, just in this moment, let it go. Feel yourself moving into the spacious stillness that exists within. With each breath that you take, you can begin to feel that vibration moving within you. Some of you will feel it like a tingling at the top of your head, and others will feel it moving throughout the palms of your hands. And some might even feel it moving as an aliveness throughout your entire body. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Imagine your breath as it moves throughout your entire body. So you're seeing it from the top of your head, like moving throughout your neck, your back, your arms, down your legs. Feel it moving so deep, you can literally feel it moving through the soles of your feet. And now just notice what has begun to shift. What already feels different within you and around you from the moment you began moving into this still space within? And whatever you're experiencing in this moment, bring that awareness with you back out into the space where you are. And when you can, slowly and gently open your eyes. So many of you have already begun to tap into messages that are meant to come to you in this moment. Some of you have felt a deep release, and some of you have gone extremely deep. And what that demonstrates to us is how close we are to that exquisite knowing all the time. And if you were just sensing just a bit of sweetness and a bit of peace, that's perfect too. And know that whatever it is that comes, it's different every time as you drop into that stillness. It will draw to you what you're meant to know. So, Joy, how are you feeling?
Very, very relaxed. Incredibly relaxing. I must tell you, Marlise, it's a journey that just put you in a state of bliss if you go with the flow, with the breathing and the thoughts that you're injecting with your voice. It's beautiful. You do have a gift there, I'm going to tell you. It's very relaxing. And with your music, I wanted to tell the audience, it's even triple times because it's just exquisite.
It just takes you. And to answer your question, because I'm not sure I did, is I'm always guided to find different music. And there's something about the music that allows that energy stream to ride on it. So there's a cohesiveness, you know. And sometimes, I mean, I could even find a piece and there's nothing like it on the entire album, and then suddenly there's that one piece. Mm. And the artist has completely tapped into that space. And so it allows, this beautiful stream of life, this life force energy, to move through it and ignite that power within you.
Well, Marlise, I know you've worked with every form of addiction, and or you've been with people that have had addictions from drugs, alcohol, sex, food. And you've worked also, I understand, with troubled teens and addicts, inmates, economically challenged. And how do these people, Marlise, in particular, benefit from bringing stillness into their lives? Can you give us an example?
Yes, and what I want you to know is I've also dealt with top CEOs. And you know what I'm saying? And
yes,
there can be times even when we think we're in the happiness of life, but isn't it also about always evolving and going deeper? You know what I'm saying? I'm on this evolutionary journey as well. So for me, it's a continual, wow, you know, what can I bring to myself? What can I understand more deeply? And it's not always about outer knowledge. You know, as I said, it is about the convergence of that experiential knowledge, because it is that inner journey that's going to take us to and guide us to exactly what we're meant to know to really enrich our lives. And what I found is that I was always guided to where I could begin to understand, you know, how is it possible that this power of peace is transforming people's lives so rapidly? You know, I meditated for 20 years. I didn't go through all this, you know. I'm watching people, you know, walk away from drug addictions and alcohol and stuff in 24 hours or a month. You know, tell me how that's possible. So, you know, that's why we're here, to learn, you know, from each other and to begin to understand what this time is all about. But I know one gentleman, actually, when I was in Amsterdam, came to a program, and he sat so quietly. There's a story about him in the book. I call him the Marlboro Man, because he was like a really big guy, you know, with a very weathered face and white hair. And he didn't really open his mouth the entire time of the program. And then at the very end, he suddenly raised his hand and he said, "I've been connected to something I knew when I first came into this universe, and I have forgotten." And you know when someone is in that place, I'm telling you, you could hear a pin drop in the room, because he was emanating out the experience he was in. And he said, you know, "It gave me good insights, many I got today, and I know it's going to grow." That was it. Well, then I see him a year later. He comes to another program that I'm having now in Vienna, and he shares with me that he had been drinking Jack Daniels for, I think it said, 17 years of his life, a quart a day. And within 1 month, he completely stopped. And began transforming his life. So it wasn't, it was just like stop, because, you know, we hear like addictions continue even if you stop the drinking or stop the whatever, but really began to get into, you know, changed his job, changed his way of being. I mean, so many things transformed for him. And, you know, I see this again and again. It happened when I was in Africa. And imagine, yes, someone is translating, but I'm in the middle of nowhere. I'm on a plane, you know, in the Mara in Kenya, and it had been pouring rain, and here I am on this moonlit night, and there's a campfire that's built, and my guide says, "Marlise has something to share. Stand up and share it with everyone." And and I'm surrounded by these Maasai warriors, right? Some of them were even drinking, by the way. And I'm like, "Oh, God, the situations you put me in, I cannot believe it." And you know, what is this? And someone translated, and then there was the time for stillness. And I didn't know this until a year later, that one man who'd been drinking his entire life literally quit within days of that session and began taking care of his family and stopped going to the bars and turned into this responsible part of the community. And you're like, "Oh, my gosh." You know, so... Yeah,
you are
fascinating.
Yeah, when you realize the impact you're having for the good, you know, the power of peace in you by Marlise Carlin. I'm sure that we're going to be, you know, waiting for more books from you, Marlise. It appears that you are the catalyst in many people's lives. And oh no, I didn't mean to leave out the CEOs as well as the others. The CEOs, I mean, it's the whole spectrum of the world. You know, I mean, you're there at their moment in time, and it's so amazing. I mean, does it make you a little in awe of the fact that you went from where you were to journeying to working with people in such a powerful way? That's a huge thing. I mean, that's
well, you know,
like,
I'm in awe of what this is and what's available to all of us. Because, you know, and I think many people understand this and feel this too, we're all vehicles here. You know, we're all here to, you know, look what you're doing with how much information you're bringing out to the world and all of that. And so, you know, I mean, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't say, please guide me and show me. Just show me, you know, because it isn't that I'm walking around watching miracles every day in my life going, whoopee-doo, you know.
No, I am sure you wouldn't be able to carry on, but I sometimes think that, you know, when we have such busy minds and not a lot of people, you know, when you touch them or tap into that little meditative part of their mind, Marlies, but I am certain, and you can be totally honest, I mean, you're traveling a lot, and that is not real easy being on the road, is it? Living in hotels and doing all you're doing, it's not like you're living in absolute luxury. You're working, and I think people sometimes don't quite realize that you don't sit in a bathtub of rose petals. I mean, you get out every day.
That sounds good.
It sounds good.
I like that vision.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't that be nice? You just go around and travel and you see the rose petals and the world gets better. But it's a matter of you got to kind of put the walk to the talk, you know. I mean, you got the message, but you learned or were guided to how to get it out into the world. And you didn't just go, well, I can't do that. You actually did it, Marlies. And I commend you because this book, actually, you know, I'm looking at your picture. You're very, very beautiful, and you have powerful eyes. It's just like, be calm, you know. And I'm going, okay. I'm looking at Marlies's eyes, and I'm going, okay, I'm not worried. But I would love for you to share with everyone, what is it that you think would really make a difference in the people that are listening to our show, the Judy Joy Jones Show right now? What would you say they start right now? They want to do this or lose weight or save their marriage or their kids are in trouble. The average person, what would you offer them, Marlies, that they want to change something radically in their lives, but they're just kind of stuck? They're stuck,
right.
You know?
Yes, absolutely. And what I'll say is the first thing I want you to know is that the word peace, and even when I speak of the energy of peace, I'm speaking about your personal truth. So I just give you the name peace because if I give you the name God, somebody will say, well, that's not my vision, right? But wherever I travel, someone says God, someone says Buddha, someone says the quantum sea. So just recognize what you're going to be experiencing is your personal truth. And that really gives us a sense of security right off the bat. And so it's nothing outside of you. It's you accessing that infinite knowledge that you will never have to believe that you can't trust in that. You know what I'm saying? That's what you can trust in 100% all the time. And so as you begin to experience like a stillness session, that would be the first thing I would say. Go and get a stillness session because it drops you into such a peaceful state that you begin to recognize there will be answers. It will come to me. I will know what to do.
That's right, and you can find those on Marlies's website or the book's website, thepowerofpeaceinyou.org, is it, or .com?
.com.
Mm-hmm. You can actually, now Marlies, can they listen, can the audience listen to a sample, or do they need to buy this, or how is that?
No, there's samples immediately at thepowerofpeaceinyou.com. You can see there's free gifts, and you can also see me speaking from one of the courses that you can pull that up as well. And then there's an excerpt from the book, so you can already begin to look at all the different, you know, as it takes you on that journey. Because the book really is, there's a lot of knowledge from a lot of brilliant minds in there, because I'm quoting different people and where I got all the knowledge that came to me. So I walk you through that whole understanding, like laying the foundation. And then after that, you begin to move through what I call the hero's journey that we're all going through today. Because we're all going through something's changing. Are you listening? And we go through it at different times. Because remember, I've been meditating for 20 years.
Yeah.
So we, all of us who have been here and been on this journey a long time, remember, it's about our continuing this evolutionary journey as well in such a way that so many people are out there offering their gifts so beautifully and helping so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be forgetting that quiet inner journey. Because you get so busy taking care of others. And it is where we get fed inside and with that journey. Because I'm telling you, when you close your eyes and you hear that music and you go bye-bye,
you go bye-bye.
Have you noticed, Joy, when you go afterwards, you go look in the mirror and your face even looks different. Because the stress starts to leave your face.
That's absolutely right. And I'm sure watching you, Marlies, do you actually do a webinar or do you do audio visual? Like, can someone go to a book signing online or do they need to go? Or have you gone to that route or where you actually are looking at them face-to-face, video cam, webcam or whatever, and are you actually doing that yet or is that not quite coming into fruition or how are we on that?
Well, I guess you must be a visionary.
A little bit.
I think you're a psychic visionary. But what I have right now is there is a course that you can do, and I'm telling you, you will feel that. It's in DVD, and there's an audio, but you can do the DVD, and you will be in that experience with everybody in the room, and it's up front. You know, you're not at a distance. We are there together. And you walk through that whole journey, and it takes you through the power of peace in you. And because it has an audience, there are a small group of participants, you get to see their journey as well. So it's really fascinating in that way because now you're with community in a sense. And in the coming months, I'm going to be putting together a monthly program because I know as more and more people begin walking this journey, you're going to have questions. And that way we can come together and really answer questions and share with each other, you know, and set up those programs where everybody can speak with each other as well, like what's happening in your life and is that what's happening for you? And, you know, because people really start having pretty big experiences as they begin moving through this book.
And you have just begun your tour with your book, am I correct?
Yes.
Could you tell us? Now, where we might be able to find, well, your tour would be on your website, right? And
Yes, at MarlieseCarlin.com with a K, MarlieseCarlin, and you can go to the events page. And there's quite a few events coming up over the next months where, you know, we can come and be together. You know, I'm taking a tour up the coast of Oregon, and I'm going to be up in New York. And so here and there, and Phoenix, I'm also doing some really large women's events. So there's all kinds of places where we can come together. And, I look forward to meeting all of you because I love meeting people and learning, you know, from everyone that I meet.
That's it. And when you're in person and you've got the book in your hand and you're in face-to-face with the author, something clicks. I mean, it's a magical thing that happens that you're transferring and they're transferring, and it's just magical. And I know why everyone wants to meet their favorite author in person. And I cannot stress enough that for the audience out there, the power of peace in you, hope, it's a revolutionary tool for hope, healing, and happiness in the 21st century. And I know that my personal self, we're in a very, this particular time in history is a little bit different as far as the changes that are happening. We're becoming one world and hopefully moving on into our galactic homes. But Marlies Carlin is a teacher of the way. That's how I see her as a very, she is reminding us who we are in very simple terms, Marlies. You know, it's so simple sometimes that it's mind-boggling, but I feel like your spirit is filled or passing on love. You know, it's a bottom line.
Yes.
It's just love into love. And you can't go any further than that. I mean, but we need reminding. You know, we're so busy, Marlies. What would you tell most of the people? One of the reasons we started this show was for the youth all over the world, our future leaders, our scientists, our world leaders, and say they pick up the phone and they're listening to this probably via archive, and they're maybe 16 years, 17 years old, and maybe they're going through a family that's extremely difficult or for whatever reason. What would you offer somebody that age, Marlies?
I want you to know that who you are is extraordinary and so powerful. And if you haven't had an opportunity to experience it, or if someone has told you something different, I want you to reach into that knowing within you that is telling you who you are and begin walking that journey toward expanding that knowing, because that knowing is the truth with a capital T. And there have been people before you who have been in as much pain as you might be experiencing right now. And you can read about many of them in the book. And they've gone through all of different life's challenges, you know, from doing cocaine and falling to the bottom of the ladder, digging a hole, wondering how on earth can I get out of it, to alcoholism, to, you know, overeating, to, you know, every challenge you could ever possibly think of. And of all ages, so no matter what age you are, when you are having that experience, I want you to know that that's not who you are. And the reason you're here in this moment listening now is because that which knows how brilliant and great you are is what drew you here. And so dive in.
That's beautiful. That which knows how brilliant and beautiful you are. I mean, that's beautiful because the youth are our future leaders, and we want them to be inspired with the greatest minds, which is really why we started this show. And I think that you've had years of apprenticeship with masters in meditation and healing combined with a study of principled leadership and quantum science. And most people don't want to know all that, but what can we do to have these profound experiences? We're not Marlise Carlin. We may not write a book. Our lives may be much simpler, but I don't know if you can answer, but what can
I can.
Do?
I absolutely can, because what I have seen in the last years is, and this is from all different ages, when you're connecting to that awareness, that infinite intelligence, what comes through you is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And I'm saying from 12-year-olds to 80-year-olds to 90-year-olds, okay? So,
right.
And it happens so simply. It's literally by doing stillness sessions and walking this journey and integrating it into your life. You will be amazed at the knowledge that begins to pour through you. You won't even know where it comes from. And suddenly the things you speak, everybody stops and says, wow. You know, because you're reaching a different level of communication.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking beyond just the thoughts in the mind. Now you're speaking from that heart space, that deep knowing. And it doesn't take that long. It doesn't. I'm not talking years and years. I'm talking some people literally within days began shooting into a whole new understanding in their life and already drawing new life circumstances to them. Because what happens when you get greater awareness? It's about changing the patterns of the ways that we live that have caused us so much suffering. So when you get an awareness, you can see the patterns. And then you have the courage and the strength and the ability to create new habits. And when you create new habits, your behavior is different because you're not doing the same old things anymore. And so you have this new behavior, and you're tapping into inspiration, so your actions come from an entirely different place than they did. And now you're drawing new life circumstances in, you know, toward you, and so the events in your life begin changing, and you're living a much more conscious life. And that doesn't take that long. People begin experiencing that happening within 24 hours, believe me.
Wow. Well, does that mean, Marlise, that we can create intentions for anything we want and that we are actually manifesting them our own selves?
We can continually create an intention, you know, for all different things that we want in our lives. And it is also about the intention to continually awaken and to learn to trust. Because where a lot of people got thrown off the track is by thinking that you can manifest every single thing you want. And
manifest
that's not
everything.
Yeah. And really, what's going to make you happy at the end of the day? It is connection to your highest knowing. It is being in the experience of who you truly are, in alignment with your life's purpose. That's what gives life meaning. That's what gives life enrichment. That's where you feel the joy of life.
And as long as you're in alignment with your purpose, okay.
Yeah. So sometimes what that means is, you know what, I remember years ago, I had a vision, and I was really good at manifesting and bringing things into my life. Well, just amazing. I mean, people would say, oh, my gosh, give it to Marlise. She'll get it done. You know, she'll get it done. She'll get it done. And what I found is there was a time when I had a vision of, because I became an interior architectural designer, and I began building really beautiful homes. And so I had this vision of, oh, I'm going to build all these homes up and down this gorgeous beach. Well, I wasn't meant to do that, was I?
You couldn't
do it. So if that intention, I wouldn't have moved into the next area of my life.
So sometimes
you have to recognize when it's not happening.
And what do we do? It's not happening. We envision it. We would love to do it, but I mean, it's been 6 months. So is it better just to let it go and get a new dream, Marlise? Because that wasn't our dream. You weren't supposed to design houses or interior decorate. So did you just let it go and you let another dream come through?
What I look at is the process. And when I'm in the process, and you'll find that in the book's practices, because there is a creation process, and then there's a process of asking for the next step. So that even when you're saying, look, you know, I was saying I was going to write a book, but it didn't happen overnight. So did I walk away from the intention of writing a book? No, but I did put it to rest a few times when I felt more anxiety show up instead of passion, instead of excitement. So I would put it to the side, and then I would say, now guide me and show me. What is that next step? What am I to do here? So it isn't that it all goes away, but you might have to put it to the side and say, what am I to learn? Where am I to go? What am I to do? And there's that story in the book with the building. And, and the building, I thought it was going to be so wonderful as it came into my life, and I was going to sell it, and it would help bring even more finances to me so I could afford a different home to live and all this. And it completely fell apart. But what I was guided to was to continue to trust. And that took me through another full year of trusting when things looked pretty scary out there. And still what it brought me to was this amazing adventure of life and deeper trust. I had to learn to trust that the knowledge was inside me. I had to learn that I could stand on my own two feet. I had to learn that even if I was dealing with someone who'd been educated in this field, I have a knowing. And that knowing can guide me even more than all the education you have.
Yeah, because, that inner knowing.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have to trust it, though. You know, and Marlise, that is exactly what you've done. It looks like we have someone that might like to ask you a question. Let me, is it all right if I bring him up and see?
Absolutely.
All right. Hello, caller.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Did you want to ask Marlise Carlin a question?
Actually, I didn't have a question so much as something came up when I was listening to Marlise talk. You see, I've done her stillness sessions. And what you mentioned, Marlise, was that it's not always going to be the same. And that's been exactly my experience. I've had times where I did a stillness session after having coffee in the morning, and the best I could do was just to calm down because I was all amped up on caffeine. And then I've also had occasions where I've done a stillness session where I had some experiences that were amazing. Like something I might see in a fantasy movie or something like that. And the one that stands out for me most happened recently where I saw absolutely nothing. Nothing. And for whatever reason, I came out of that session feeling the happiest I had felt in months and months. And I'm just responding to that one comment that you made that stuck with me and popped this all and brought it all back up in my memory. Mm. And then the other thing is this. The three-breath awareness is so useful to me because I found a way to use that. I tend to check the time throughout the day often. And when I look at the time, I'm now finding myself relaxing, going through that three-breath awareness to get grounded again. Oftentimes going at a pretty fast pace. And of the various practices that you have, that's the one that I use most throughout the day, every day.
That's
and I just
beautiful.
Wanted to say thanks.
Thank you.
Mark, is he on the right path?
Say it again.
Is he on his path? Would you suggest anything to him that would help him? Is he okay where he's going? His were more comments instead of a question, but.
And it sounds exactly like he has that knowing that's guiding him to when he does a longer stillness session so he can keep diving in deep. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not that he's only using it to clear the slate, because that's a good thing. You know, people can use it to clear the slate. So know that when you're moving 100 miles an hour, you can still listen to like a 5-minute, 11-minute of the stillness session, and it will literally clear the slate of your anxiety so that you can move into the day. But he's also, you know, you are also recognizing that it's going to take you so deep to that deepest knowing within you that guides you in your life where you experience that profound happiness. And so that's exquisite. You know, what more is there than that, you know, to expand your life, you know, in every way? It's exquisite. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, caller. We really appreciate it. I am a little taken back by a lot of people that are maybe they're just beginning and they are not quite sure. I mean, to them, deep breathing and knowing their path might scare them. I mean, they're used to overeating or are just, you know, stuffing it in some way or another, Marlise. And everybody has their own way and their own method. And life is a little tough, as we know.
Yeah.
And so I'm certainly not pointing a finger because we all have to make it on through. And we all begin somewhere. But if anyone were going to buy your book and just, you know, read it from cover to cover, would you say there's a chapter in there maybe that might pertain more to beginners, or does it matter? I mean, can they just kind of read the whole thing through The Power of Peace in You by Marlise Kopf?
Yes, I think you can read the whole thing through. And you know what I worked in Hollywood, as you know, for a period of time. And
yes.
So in Hollywood, we would always come up with, you know, everybody, when you went to pitch them, you know, whatever your story was, you'd have to always refer to another story because that's the only way they could get it in 5 seconds, you know. Oh, it's like the da-da-da. It's like the da-da-da. Or we want an actress like, you know, Susan Sarandon, or we want it, you know, like this.
Yeah.
So what came through was that what this is a journey that combines the inner discoveries of the power of now with the outer adventures of Eat, Pray, Love.
Oh, very good, Marlise. I like that. The outer adventures.
Yeah,
love.
And,
okay.
And so, you know, if either one of those books attracted you in any way, now you can find the convergence of the two. So it is a simple journey. You could jump and just read a story if you felt like it, you know, and find the one. There's ones about teens, and there's ones about business people, professional people, and there's ones about, you know, different cultures from around the world. So the reason the stories are there is because they inspire me. What these people did with their lives completely inspired me. And I find that we always find a little piece of ourselves inside someone else's story. And that sticks with you. And then you have the practices, you know, that then say, now how do I take that into my life? Right now. I want to do it right now. So you can even jump to somewhere. Like, you know, I love that practice where you go, okay, what am I supposed to learn? And you just open the book wherever it wants to open.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a fun one to do as well.
Absolutely.
And,
you know
I'll share one quick story with you in that I did a book review group. before I even went to agents and went out to publishers, because I thought, well, okay, let me hear what people like of what stories so I can see which ones I should keep or what resonated with them. And there was one man who wrote a letter, and he said, you know, I've been meditating and on a journey for a long time. I don't know if I can be of any help to you. And he was intimating that this work was too simplistic. And I wrote back and I said, you know, my understanding is that this is infinite and that our journey is infinite. And I invite you to come and join in wherever you can. And sure enough, when he read this one story that I would have thought is more of a woman's story, he wrote back. He said it was like a tsunami of peace came over me. Yeah, and I mean, and his whole, and he said, I apologize, I did not understand at all. I did not get what this is. And that energy stream is literally coming off the words on the page and teaching me. Isn't that beautiful?
Well, that's gorgeous, Marlies. We are nearly out of time. We've got about 51 seconds, but I want to tell everyone that Marlies Carlin, and she is our guest today, and she has written a book called The Power of Peace in You, and it's a revolutionary tool for hope, healing, and happiness in the 21st century. And I've got it in my hand. I cannot recommend it more. And I want to tell Marlies, thank you so much for taking your time to share with everyone what you know, Marlies. It's exquisite, and we're all going to learn from you for many, many years. And I'm so honored to have you here. Thank you so much, Marlies.
And thank you, everyone, for your love. And ignite your power and inspire peace wherever you go. And thank you, Joy, so much for this opportunity and to spend this time with you.
Thank you. And goodbye, everyone.
Bye.